Thank you for calling Bank of Cardiff. This is Zach. Can I help you?
Yeah, Zach. I got one of your informational flyers about the loan.
Sure, sure. Was there a, excuse me, a 16-digit reservation code on there that you can see? Could you read that back to me 4 letters at a time, please, and then that way I can pull up your information and then see how we can help you out.
2411.
Okay.
2001.
Okay.
0010.
Okay.
0419.
All right, just one moment here. I'll pull up your information. How are you doing this afternoon?
Good.
Am I, I know I'm not talking with Marjorie. Who am I speaking with?
Charles.
Hey, Charles, with Western Massachusetts Snacks Corporation?
Correct.
Okay. Let me just pull up a little bit of information here. Charles, so we are dealing with a new phone system, and sometimes our calls are being dropped this week. We're trying to work out the bugs. Is there a good number that I could reach back out to you on in case that the call is dropped?
413-750-4890.
Perfect. Okay. And then are you guys still located on the 357 Cottage Street address in Springfield, Massachusetts?
Yes.
Okay. And then the classification of the business, is it a proprietorship, a partnership,
Corporation.
Corporation. C-Corp or S-Corp?
S.
Okay, perfect. And then lastly, what would be a good email address in case I need to send you out any information today?
WMSnacks@comcast.net.
Snacks at comcast.net. Got it. Perfect. So what you received was an offer for funding. If you let me know what you're looking to do, we have a multitude of programs that can guide you in the right direction and see how we can find a good fit for you.
Yeah, it's looking at like $60,000 or $70,000.
Okay.
For like 5 years.
$60,000 or $70,000. Okay. What were you looking to do with the funds? Is it for just operational cost, inventory?
Both inventory and equipment.
Equipment.
I got a new line coming in, and I got to buy racks and fixtures to put the stuff on in the stores.
Okay. We do have an equipment finance program as well, so we could get you capital for your operational cost, and then we could actually finance the racks via equipment finance, you know, if that's something that you would like to do. That way it might be able to open up more operational cash for you. Or would you prefer to, is this, were you looking for something a little more short term or something on the longer term, you know, several years?
Several years.
Okay. Our equipment finance program is typically 2 to 5 years, and then our working capital program, which was mentioned that offer as well, those are shorter term loans, used typically 6 to 24 months. I have seen them go, for 3 years. And those are typically used for things like inventory, operational costs. They're shorter in term because they're designed to get you your return on investment and then get you your tax write-off. You know, you pay those off and then you move on to your next project. So you're not paying on something that you had already completed, you know, years previous, if that makes sense.
Yeah. Yeah, no, I'd rather go the equipment loan for, like I said, 5 years so that the cost of payback wouldn't choke us.
Gotcha. Do you
build it, you know?
Mm-hmm. So you are expanding then, it sounds like?
Yeah.
Great, great. Would you happen to know, or have you started to look at any sort of quotes on those racks, how much those would set you back?
It all depends on how, you know, how much I pull in.
Okay. So I was thinking we could go ahead and get you approved for the 60 or 70 for equipment financing, and then, you know, once that approval's there, I guess you could start shopping for those things. Would that work for you? Because normally we would, the way that we do it is we'd get a quote for the equipment, they get you approved for that specific amount, and they'll pay the vendor that way, and then set up a payment with us. But I can do a pre-qualification for you and have you approved for a specific amount. Once you find what you're looking for, then we can kind of hone in on that and then pay the vendor that way. And then those loans would be, you know, 3 to 5 years, like what you're looking for.
I had somebody else talking to me. Sorry.
Oh, that's okay. What part? I can repeat it. What part did you miss there?
Well, the only thing is, I can't do it at all in that because I got to hire people and stuff to put on the trucks.
Gotcha.
To build too. So.
So you need
just straight for one thing, all racks, and that's it.
Okay, so you need it for payroll and other operational expenses. I understand. Okay.
Yep.
Okay, we can definitely do something for you. Our working capital loans are based off of the sales of the year previous. We're able to unlock 10 to 15% of that top line revenue. Would you happen to know a ballpark what you guys did last year in sales?
$2.5 million.
Okay, excellent. So, you know, just based upon that, we could get you upwards of, you know, about $300,000 to $350,000. I know that's not what you need, but it's just, it could be there for you if you did need it. And that's the, you know, 10 to 15%. And another quick question for you. How would you rate your personal credit? Is, you know, above average, average, kind of fair?
Oh, above average.
Okay, excellent. You know, maybe high 600s, low 7s?
Oh, high 7s.
Oh, excellent, excellent. Okay. That will definitely work in your favor as well. And lastly, have you reached out to your local bank at all, gotten any feedback from them and, you know, as how they could help you out? Or is it just, I know that, you know, working with local banks, sometimes it takes months and months to get anything from them.
Oh, yeah.
Have you reached out to them at all or tried to get any feedback that
way?
Yeah,
a couple of them. And it's just like you just said, you got to go through an act of Congress to try to get it. And by then, the company may have moved on to get somebody else to put
right.
out their product.
Yeah, they want your firstborn, a blood sample, you know, all kinds of stuff. Okay, okay. And then, so have you, the business, ever done working capital before, or this potentially might be the first time for something like this?
Yeah.
Okay. So it's a very simple process.
Usually go through the bank, but
yeah.
In this case here, they want us to move as quickly as we can on this, you know,
okay.
before the height of the winter starts kicking in.
Certainly. We work at a very expedited rate. Once I receive information from you, I package it for underwriting, get it over to them. We can have feedback for you in 24 hours. If you like what we have to say, we can have funds wired into your account, you know, typically in 48 to 72 hours. So it's a very quick process. You know, we work at a rapid pace, and it's very simple as well. Just a one-page application. We would look at 6 months of the most recent business bank statements and the first two pages of the most recent tax return, just to see, get an idea of the cash flow there. That would give us a snapshot of your business to make the best offer possible without creating any sort of burden.
Usually $120,000 a month.
Perfect. Excellent. Excellent. Yeah, and just based off the 2.5 number that you'd give me, million, there's more than enough cash flow there to get you what you're looking for. You know, what I could do is put together an email for you of the items that we would need to look at and have that over to you, you know, here shortly. And as quickly as you can get that back to me, I'll start to go to work for you. I could, you know, even have your file in submitted this afternoon, and we could have feedback for you on Monday.
Well, the only thing is, can you send it Monday instead?
I absolutely.
Just wanted to get a hold of you because you said it said 72 hours and
yeah.
getting ready to leave here.
No. Oh, no problem. I will. I'll have everything set up right now. So first thing when I come in the morning, I know that you're on the East Coast. I get in at 6:30 in the morning on the West Coast, so that'll be around 9:30 your time. And as soon as I step in the office, I'll shoot you over that email.
Okay.
Okay. Yeah. Do you have? I feel like I've been doing a lot of talking. Do you have any questions for me at this point?
What rate are we looking at here?
Okay, great question. So this, since it is an unsecured loan, the working capital loan, it is a little higher rate. It's actually called the cost of funds. It would be around 10 cents on the dollar starting out and can go up from there. The trade-off is, though, if you were looking to pay this loan off early, there is substantial discounts involved. You know, depending on the program we get you into, typically, you know, 25% of the remaining interest can be forgiven. Other programs we have, 5 to 6% of the remaining balance can be forgiven. So there is a trade-off there with regards to the rates being a little more expensive than normal.
There was another one that was chit-chatting with today, and they offered a 6%.
Really?
Yeah.
Was that for equipment, or was that for a working capital loan?
That was for both.
For both? Okay. Because our equipment finance is a total different beast, and those rates start in the low single digits for us. So you're looking at right around 4%. So it's just a matter of what avenue you would like to go through to obtain those funds. So my thought is this: we could do the equipment financing for those racks and get you a little bit of working capital for the operational costs. And that would kind of undercut the more expensive part of the working capital on the 10 cents on the dollar part.
Yeah, because I'd like it down a little, 6% I can deal with, but you start hitting 10, then.
Now, was that a fixed cost as well? Did they let you know that would be fixed, or was that something that's going to fluctuate?
No, straight 6.
Okay. Again, I'd love to send you out some information and see what we could do for you. And I'll shoot it out to you Monday. But like I said, just things to think about over the weekend. We could do a little bit of each, and those rates would kind of offset each other and get you that 6 that you're looking for.
Okay. Yep.
And I do appreciate your time today. I hope you have a wonderful weekend, and I'll reach out to you first thing Monday morning.
Okay.
All righty. You're welcome. Bye-bye.